In the morning, Gitmo Nation, and thank you for joining me once again for Just Getting By. My name is Sir Craig Jones, and I am joined, as always, by Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Hey.
And Chemslave is his usual enthusiastic self. You see, there's something you need to know about Chemslave. He is a chemist. And that means that they are always depressed.
What the fuck are you talking about, douchebag?
Anybody who has to look at chemistry-related shit like that has to be depressed, or else is insane. So
I think it's the insane part, because I'm not depressed. I'm just numb.
It might just be a little bit of both. Oh, you're numb. Okay. All right. Okay, so he's insane. Everybody watch out. He might be on the news for going nuts, going postal. Let's hope not. All right, so before we get started, I would like to share with you an important announcement. We have email addresses.
What, really?
Yes! Can you imagine? We actually have email addresses. This is a big deal. This is fantastic. So, if you have any feedback, and I would love to hear your feedback, I think Chemslave would too.
Probably.
Sometimes, maybe. Please email us at feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. I'll say that again. feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. And I would love to hear your opinions. I want to reply to as many as possible. And hopefully we can make changes to the show over the coming weeks and months that will make it more enjoyable for the audience. That's the whole point of this No Agenda radio stream, to have a viable alternative to the mainstream media. And you've got to be able to enjoy these shows, or else no one's going to listen, and it's going to be a big waste of time.
You got me lost at the audience part. There's actually people who listen to us.
You know, it's surprising, but I know for a fact that there are. There are people, there are at any given time several hundred or thousand people listening to the stream. There's at any given time when we're on the air, there's at least a few hundred people listening to us. Now, whether they choose to tune out immediately, that's a different story. And I suspect for many people, they do tune out, and I want to avoid that. So, again, email us at feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com for your tips, your ideas, your criticisms, and, of course, your praise. We love to have our egos stroked. But more importantly, your criticism. I do want to improve this, and we are not professionals by any stretch of the imagination. And anything that you can say to help us out and to make this an enjoyable experience for you is welcome by me. So, Chemslave, we have a cool show for today. And this is going to be one that is going to make John and Adam very, very happy.
How's this?
Rick Perry is running for president.
Oh my God, yay.
This is going to provide a whole lot of adios mofos. This man is a walking disaster. But the thing is, he is really exciting the conservative base. There is an excitement about this man that no other Republican candidate has. Now, he still polls behind Romney, but he is in second place among all the Republicans in the field now. So, what does this mean? Well, he hasn't even started campaigning yet, and he is in second place. If he unseats Romney, and if he actually goes ahead and wins enough of the caucuses and primaries to actually become the nominee for president, we are screwed. Because there's no way in hell the country is going to vote for another guy from Texas who sounds a whole lot like Bush. I mean, this man sounds like Bush cloned. There's a running joke in liberal like intelligentsia circles. The joke is that there are two idiots from Texas, but among the two, Bush is smarter. I mean, Rick Perry makes George W. Bush look like a genius. And I personally like George W. Bush. I don't think he is an idiot. I thought he was an intelligent man. But when you compare him to Rick Perry, I mean, Rick Perry is just... All he does is spout Jesus Christ this... I mean, in a good way. But religion this, religion that. And that's his whole thing. He doesn't have a platform. He doesn't have ideas. He just plays on the fact that he is a religious man. And he
I thought that was the conservative way to play up on the fact that they are religious.
Not really. No, absolutely not. I disagree with that. I consider myself conservative, and I'm also agnostic. No, there are all sorts of different types of conservatism. You have economic conservatism, which is capitalism, deregulation. Things that people typically would agree with who listen to No Agenda. That's why libertarians tend to find themselves in the Republican Party, because the Republican Party has more room for libertarians, and libertarians and conservatives have very similar views in some respects. But you have foreign policy conservatism, which means flexing America's muscle abroad, being the biggest guy on the block, things like that. Interventionalism. George W. Bush was a big proponent of foreign policy conservatism. In fact, he called it the Bush Doctrine. You have social conservatism, which is what Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann and others in the field also represent. And social conservatives are the ones that talk about religion all the time, and they hate gay marriage. They don't hate gays. That's a terrible thing that liberals say to disparage them. But the social conservatives do not like gay marriage. They don't want abortion. They're always talking about religion, and it's those people that scare the crap out of me, because they tend to be the ones on the fringe. They tend to be the ultra conservatives. They tend to be the ones that are so ideological, they lose sight of the big picture. They get lost in the minutiae. And I worry if we get somebody like Rick Perry to run against Barack Obama. I think that is Obama's ticket to re-election. Because he sounds so much like George Bush, who, love him or hate him, is still not a popular man in America. He sounds exactly like George Bush, from the tone of his voice, to the speech pattern, to the accent. It's Bush 2.0.
What if he is Bush?
That's a good point. Maybe Bush, no one has seen him recently. Wouldn't it be interesting if somebody like Oft Perry, and that's really Bush with like plastic surgery or something?
No, it's the Bush... Bush droid. They didn't have to make an android for Bush, but they had to do one for Obama.
Oh, okay.
So they just put on a different skin, and that's Rick Perry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? You might have something there. You really might. Yeah. Let's hope that his batteries don't wind down, because then Rick Perry's gonna start signing things in 2000.
Oh boy, that would be a joy.
If he starts saying, August 13th, 2000, I am running for president, that's going to be a big whoops. And we'll know that this is really a mannequin, like an automaton. But, he might as well be, for all the chance he has of being elected. I mean, I said this a few shows ago, I used to like Rick Perry, but I just... the man's too religious. The man's too socially conservative. There is no way whatsoever that he is going to be elected. And I think, quite frankly, the Democrats are behind this. They know that he is unelectable. They want to have him up there. They want to see if he can beat Romney. Because if he does, Obama sails through. Because who the hell is going to elect Bush 2.0? You see, that's what concerns me. What do you think?
Just to rehash some of the things you said, it's like the whole religiousness of the guy just freaks the hell out of me. Every time I hear someone say, like, in Jesus' name or anything to that ilk.
In Jesus' name! Yeah. Oh,
I just have, like, shivers going down my back. Someone's like, I know this person is going to say something I'm going to find offensive, or I just want to punch the guy for saying it. Or, as Curry would propose, throw a shoe at him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, do we have anything else to say about this?
Nope.
Let's move away from this douchebag. Adios, mofo. Okay, do you have anything to talk about?
Well, as, talking about douchebags and, throwing shoes at people, I found two dudes that really need to get, like, a whole shitload of shoes thrown at them.
Who are they?
Two guys by the name of David Kelly and Mark Kincaid. I think this is, like, maybe in, like, 2009. They, It was, like, in, March 11, 2009. They were driving by in Ohio, and they saw a burning Hummer. And there was, like, a woman inside screaming for help. The Hummer was burning. They came down to the Hummer and they helped the woman get out. They saw her hair melting and stuff. So these two men were honored as heroes for rescuing this woman from the burning car. Well, guess what? Now they have come back and are both suing her for $25,000 because they have physical and emotional scarring.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, these two douchebags really are suing a person for getting into an accident and them by their own violation coming in to help her. They are suing this woman.
This has to be the most pathetic story you've come up with yet. In a good way. But this is just, you kind of specialize in the social kind, civil liberty kind of, or politically correct or nanny state kind of topics. And, this is like the best one yet, but in a pathetic kind of way. What has this nation come to? That people volunteer to help you and then go back and say, you know what, that was a little bit more than we expected, so we're going to sue the pants off you.
It gets even worse.
Oh, tell me.
Oh, the lawsuit claims that Tanner, the woman who got into the accident, operated her vehicle, quote, intentionally and or recklessly and or negligently, end quote, resulting in the vehicle crashing and catching on fire. It claims that Kelly and Kincaid received severe bodily injuries as a result of Tanner's actions, and that all or some of their these injuries are permanent in nature, resulting in permanent disability.
What a couple of douchebags. These people should be ashamed of themselves. Now, how much were they asking for?
$25,000 each.
Each.
So $50,000 in total.
Do they have a chance?
The article doesn't say, but if they do, God save us all.
Exactly. It's stuff like this that worries me about the end of American preeminence. Because this is a society now that is so coddled so drugged up in some ways, so defeated, so asleep and enslaved, that they think it is appropriate to sue for the stupidest thing, to expect the most out of a situation at all times, to take advantage of the goodwill of the society in which they live in. These people should be driven out of whatever town they live in. They should be ostracized. They should never be allowed to file a lawsuit again. These people are terrible, terrible, terrible people. And it's stuff like this. It is stupid shit like this that makes me think, you know, America's time may have passed. If this is what our society is coming to, what hope is there? What do you think?
Well, there is no hope. I'm thinking back to parts of a movie, a Polish movie that I watched, where some woman was ostracized, and they decided to throw her out of the village, and they dumped her onto a cart full of manure, and they just drove her out of town. It's like I think that would be a fair punishment for these two douchebags.
Exactly. Exactly. This is the, you know, I mentioned this before on the podcast before we called it Just Getting By, but this is what Rush Limbaugh calls the chickification of America. The idea that there is no expectation that you take care of yourself. There is no personal responsibility. You have the right to expect other people to coddle you, to provide for you, to be your mother. You don't act like the way you would have acted 30, 40, 50 years ago. This is a orchestrated campaign by liberals in this country to weaken American resolve, to weaken the idea of American exceptionalism, which I know Adam Curry doesn't like. But I happen to believe that at least at one time we were exceptional. But there's been a concerted effort to wipe that away, to erode the very basic foundations of American society. And this is the result. People like this suing a woman because she was rescued by them. When she didn't ask them, they had no duty to rescue her. They did it of their own volition. This is the epitome of all that is wrong with American society. And until we get that fixed, the nanny state is going to continue. Big government is going to continue. Our civil liberties are going to continue to be encroached on. And we are still going to be happy and contented slaves with the money we get from these frivolous lawsuits and these government programs that teach us to expect what we should not be expecting. This is just one sign of the greater decay of the American way of life.
I don't know. I like this American way of life. If I burn myself with coffee, I can sue McDonald's for not telling me it was hot. I can sue anyone for some negligent action of mine, which I didn't know something quite that should be common sense and get money and lay back and on my fat lazy ass and do nothing for the rest of my life. I'm a fan of this.
You know who else is? No offense, by the way, because this is going to apply to you, but Europeans. Not so much Eastern Europeans, so it doesn't really apply to you so much. By the way, everybody, Kem Slave is Polish. He's Polish American.
I object to the Polish American. I'm just Polish and who is an American citizen.
You know, that's right. You told me that before. You don't like the hyphenated American. Neither do I. I'm glad you said that. I don't like that idea either. I'm glad you corrected me. There should be no such thing as a hyphenated American. You can have your ancestry and your heritage, but you can also be proud to be an American as well. So you don't need to be like some mixture, like Spanish American or Mexican American, you know, Chinese American, Polish American. You know, we're all Americans, and we all have our ancestry. So that is an important distinction, and that is a distinction that we would not have had to have made 50 years ago, but we do need to make now, because elements in this country have tried to turn ethnicities against each other, groups against each other. So that's actually very appropriate. But what I was saying was, Western and Central Europe are socialist to the extreme. They have everything provided for them. They have been raised and taught that the government is what provides their way of life, and not them. They can go off and do entrepreneurial things if they are rich enough to go through all the red tape to get the authorization to do it. But at the end of the day, it's the government that is responsible for your way of life. And that is where we are going in America. And it is situations like this frivolous lawsuit that lead to that day. No personal responsibility. None at all. That is the first domino to fall. And we end up like Western Europe. Impotent. Not even remotely important in the world. No one listens to Europe because they're powerless. Not only are they powerless, but they're jokes. And that's why we are rapidly going down that road too. So, do we have anything else, Chemslave?
Not really.
It's a shame to end on that depressing note. But this article really, really is depressing. This is going to take a day in between our next show to like relax, maybe drink a little bit, and just
I'm pretty started.
And just, you know, I have too, actually. Just try to get the bad taste that this article left out of our mouths. So let's try to do that. Let's wash this away with some beer and maybe other assorted spirits and say goodbye for right now, and we will be back on Wednesday. Don't forget, everybody, donate to John and Adam if you enjoy the show, if you enjoy the stream, if you enjoy No Agenda, or if you like liberty and peace. Donate to No Agenda. NoAgendaShow.com, Dvorak.org/NA. Just donate. This is important. We need to keep the tubes lubed. We need to keep this fine stream on the air. So please donate. And if you have any suggestions, email them to feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again on Wednesday. Well, I'll pretend to see you, all your pretty little faces out there. But you will hear me Wednesday. I am Sir Craig Jones, and I am joined, as always, by Chemslave. Say goodbye, Chemslave.
Sayonara, people.
And have fun.